Well, James, that looked a pretty strong Surrey side, but was that, that was still quite a heavy defeat.
Yeah, obviously very disappointing defeat. I think in all aspects of the game, really, I thought we bowled okay in patches, and then let them in the game with some phases of play where they're able to score at 4-5 and over quite comfortably. Rory and Ben Folkes played really well, I thought, but we didn't quite apply enough pressure for long enough periods of time. And then with the bat, yeah, obviously the first innings to have that deficit today. Well, the rest of the game is always going to be tough, and again to be bowled out for less than 150 in both innings is, you know, very disappointing. And yeah, they bowled well at times, but a bit like with the ball, we soaked up pressure at times and started to build small partnerships, but never ever anything significant enough to get ourselves back in the game.
As you say, you were always up against it in the second innings, but I guess you would have hoped to have taken the game maybe into at least a fourth day.
Yeah, obviously. We actually said last night when they enforced a follow-on, although we didn't play last night, that coming back today, if we had any chance of winning the game, they probably gave us our best chance. And if we could have managed to, you know, put 350 on the board, get 100, 150 ahead, you never know. But again today, little glimpses of guys getting in, but nothing significant.
It's kind of a familiar pattern with the batting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have to definitely have a sit down before the next game and look at areas. Batting's a tough one because it's an individual thing, but you know, obviously affects the team. So from a tactical point of view, 4-day cricket, there's not much. Everyone sort of has their own game plan and knows big runs are what's needed, but I guess from an individual point of view, we all need to look at our own games and perhaps our methods, whether it's mentality, I'm not sure, but definitely ahead of the next game, have to have a rethink and come out with more than what we show in this game.
I mean, we all know you're fighting, and of course you are, and none more so than Joe Weatherly this afternoon. Got 50 off 126 balls and then that unfortunate run out.
Exactly, and little moments like that that, yeah, Riley was not out at the end. You never know, that partnership could still be going now. They're the little moments where we need to get rid of and yeah, build on a partnership that was starting to develop nicely, and then, you know, I don't know who called or whatever, but, you know, run outs in 4-day cricket are tough to take. So little moments in the game, we've got to be better if we're going to capitalise when we are on top.
You could almost feel the crowd when he was run out like that, you know, sort of sink down with him a little bit, and everybody was subdued after that.
Well, I think we all were. That was our sort of, top five batting. That partnership was our hope, really. It got going nice and they both looked comfortable, and for it to end in fashion like that sort of sucked any life that we had left probably out of us.
Yeah. I mean, I know you look for positives, but I mean, it probably wasn't quite the same 11 you were looking at to start this game anyway, was it?
No, we've had injuries to deal with, but it's not an excuse. It's a reality. There is injuries, but it was still a pretty strong side there, that not one that should be getting beaten as convincingly as it did.
That's three losses now in five games and the other two's are draws. It's not a great run, is it?
No, especially, you know, the expectation we had of ourselves at the start of the season to be where we are now is somewhere we didn't expect to be in, somewhere we don't want to be. We can't change what's happened now. We've got to find a way of getting back to winning ways. Four-day cricket is the same as any cricket. You get into winning habits and getting a good run and, you know, things can change pretty quickly, but it's not just going to happen. We're going to have to have a look at ourselves and come up with a plan of how we can actually move forward.
I guess there's a bit of luck involved as well. It's amazing how the luck has, as well as playing well in the one-day game, the luck's gone with you and it seems to desert you here.
It does. Cricket's like that. When you're on top, everything seems to go for you, same as a batter. When you're in form, you get a few chances, and when you're out of form, stuff goes against you. That's the nature of cricket. That's how it always feels. But yeah, like I said, we've just got to find a way and stay together and make sure next game that when we are on top, we manage to push a bit harder than what we have done this game.